morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. My name is Tiana, and welcome back to another episode of From the Field to the Track. As always, I am joined by my lovely co-host and best friend, Katie. Katie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, T?
I'm good. I'm always slaying as per usual. It's a very early morning for us both, but we soldier on, and we do what we need to do. But it has been a pretty big 2 weeks in Formula One. Obviously, with the Bahrain Grand Prix happening, the last time you saw us was before Bahrain, and now you're seeing us again, and it's after Saudi, and a lot has happened. We've had another driver, he had appendicitis. Someone the same age as us made their Formula One debut, and we've had F1 Academy make their inaugural start in, just 2024. So, Katie, what were your thoughts on kind of the weekend that was Saudi?
I think it was pretty crazy. Like, everything, it was just another one where it was, like, opposite time zone. So I woke up and everything was going on. You texted me, as always, the night before. When you wake up, there's really good news. I woke up, saw Ollywood's going to have some time in the Ferrari. Obviously, hoped that Carlos was okay, and thankfully he seems to be on the other side of it. But it was a pretty cool weekend. Like, just the way, I feel like, because of Ollie's age, a lot of people our age obviously were incredibly excited for him. So there was so much like content around him, and it was just so cool to see everybody support him. Yeah. How was it for you? Did you watch some F1 Academy as well?
Yes, I did. I tried. I think I watched race one. I think I was awake for that, and then I could not wake up for anything else. I didn't even wake up for Formula 2. I could not do that this weekend. It was brutal time zones, actually. So I think the entire, like, weekend, I saw someone, I remember, like, it happening so vividly. I remember someone posting, like, someone sent to our group chat that we have, and they were like, oh, like, Ollie Bearman's gonna race in, like, it was just, like, a rumor thing, like, Ollie Bearman's gonna race in Formula One. And I was like, ha ha ha, like, nice joke, like, that's funny, like, that's not happening. And then, literally, I click out of that chat, and I go onto my, like, Instagram feed, and it just shows up from the Ferrari account, like the official Ferrari account. I had to like triple check, and it was like Carlos Sainz has appendicitis, Ollie Bearman's gonna be racing in his place, and I was like, what the heck. I like literally had to stare at that for a second. I'm just like, I felt bad for him because he had pole for F2, and it's so funny to me because he has more points in Formula 1 than he does in Formula 2. Like, he's sitting dead last in Formula
because 2. He had such a, like, he had not very good Bahrain. But it must be so cool. Yeah, and he did really well, and like all of the press around him and stuff was really positive. He did really well in his interviews. There's that really cute clip of him in the driver's parade.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you looking at? He's like, it's my team. And it's like Primer on the side. It's so sweet.
I know, it's so cute. And then you like look at all the stuff that Primer did over the weekend. Obviously, like, a vast majority of the grid have raced for Primer at some point in their career. Like, you're talking about Oscar Piastri, Logan Sargeant, Joe, Lance Stroll, Valtteri Bottas, all of them at some point in their careers raced for Primer. And it's really cool, and it's also really cool that they support their drivers, and, like, even their past drivers and stuff like that. So it's always nice. But speaking of Primer, they've made a amazing comeback from Bahrain, because Bahrain, we thought, what the heck has happened to Primer? Has Toto Wolff just invested all of his money into Kimi Antonelli, and there's not even a chance that this man is going to get his super license with how bad this car is? And then, as Primer do, they don't have really bad spells for that long of time, and they come out first round of, like, after Bahrain, and they're like, oh yeah, it's fine. Nothing was wrong. It was just like an off weekend, and obviously they set pole, which obviously they couldn't convert, because Ollie Bearman was not racing for them anymore. But they did pretty well with only Kimi and Smelly. But yeah, like,
so do they only have one car? Yeah, because they only qualified with one car. So they can't.
Yeah, so they qualified with both Ollie and Thing, so they couldn't just, like, bring in some random for the rest of the weekend. Which was why I was really surprised when they chose Ollie. Like, I know that it was, like, proximity-wise, like, it would have been the same. But I just thought that they weren't going to go Ollie. I thought they would go, like, Robert Schwartzman, but also didn't know what Robert Schwartzman was in the world. I don't think he was there. I think that would have been a slap in the face if he was there.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, yeah. I'm pretty sure they have to. Like, they just have to go with the one that's
when it's
and
closest.
Also, you'd be crazy. Ollie would be crazy to be like, no, I want to do my F2 pole.
No, thank you. Sorry.
So I feel like it was just, like, fine.
Yeah. On to Formula One now. Oh my gosh. Well, nothing's really happening. Actually, before we get out to Formula One, let's talk about Formula One Academy, F1 Academy. The support that the F1 grid has given to Formula One Academy has been quite amazing. Obviously, everyone knows the support that Lewis Hamilton has given the F1 Academy way before Dorian Pin was even announced to be racing in Formula One F1 Academy, and before Mercedes even had a junior in F1 Academy. Lewis was very openly supportive of it, and seeing him on the weekend, like, just with Dorian Pin and, like, how they were, like, besties, and it was just so cute. Like, he genuinely, like, supports them and wants what's best for them, and I think Dorian Pin, genuinely, she is the Max Verstappen of F1 Academy, and there is no change in my mind. There is no way that you get pole times two and you would have gotten the two race wins if your race engineer told you that the race ended. Because I think that's the funniest penalty to me. Like, she got penalized because she did an extra lap because her race engineer didn't tell her that the Grand Prix had ended. Like, I'm like, she got disqualified. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't understand that. Like, poor girl. But yeah, once again, I think it's very important that we as F1 fans and, like, F1 in general supports F1 Academy, because obviously it's a very important step for the FIA to make to get females into Formula One and make a pathway more accessible for females to get into Formula One. Obviously, we do have Sophia Flörsch in Formula 3, but it was a very hard task for her to get there. And so with the introduction of F1 Academy, it's kind of like a stepping stool to Freca and then Formula 3 eventually. So that's not as bad. But Katie, what were your thoughts on the F1 Academy and your thoughts on the importance of the F1 Academy season?
Yeah, I think kind of just echoing what you said, it's so cool when they're like, and the girls are so excited to be involved in it as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're like, it was my dream. Like, I met these people, blah, 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 blah. You see, like, them in the, like, the drivers from the teams that they're, like, supported by in their garages. And, like, how cool is that? Yeah, I just can't wait to see how it goes. Always keeping up with it. Susie Wolf is just so funny. Like, not so funny, but she's so amazing. The way that she's just kind of, like, she's always sharing bits and bobs about it, and she just seems so proud of it, and I honestly would be as well. Yeah, she's doing such amazing things for those girls. Those girls are doing such amazing things for other girls all around the world. So, yeah, it's a real pleasure to be watching something that's going to be so revolutionary for the sport.
Yeah, I understand that. It's really groundbreaking as well, because it's just like, wow, like, I think often when you watch Formula One, it's hard to see what you can't be, essentially. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in that sense of, if a female wanted to be a racing driver, they could just, like, obviously you can look at Lewis Hamilton and be like, I want to be like Lewis Hamilton. But then there's no one that you could probably, like, in that same aspect of Formula One, there is no one that you can aspire to be like right now. And I think that's what they're kind of doing. And I think that's something that's really big with Susie Wolf. Like, she wants people to be able to, like, young girls to be able to aspire to be something and, like, have a role model to look up to. And I think that's what all of the drivers in the F1 Academy grid essentially do. But on to F1 now. Obviously, pretty boring race, I'd say, for Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. Realistically, Max Verstappen had it won on Saturday. Literally, you could even say that he had it won on Friday because he's that good at the moment. I swear I hope something interesting happens because I cannot keep listening to the Dutch national anthem. But yeah, I think, what was your highlight of the race, Katie?
I was just sitting here thinking that I actually can't remember something happening in the race. I can remember Ollie Bearman, like, behind a Haas saying he's so slow.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I just think, like, I was just, like, imagining the, like, Haas garage at that moment. I was like, oh damn, like, you've just like, everyone knows that the Haas car is slow, there's no denying that. You're in a Ferrari, of course it's gonna be slow. But, like, I love the way that he just said it, like, so casually. He's like, oh, they're so slow. Like,
he's literally the reserve driver.
Like, mate, you're going to be driving that car in, like, 6 weeks when you have to do a rookie session, so calm down. But, yeah, I think that was quite a funny moment. I think my funniest moment was when Lance Stroll hit the wall and then his race engineer was like, Lance, can you bring it back? No, I'm in the wall. Like, I just don't know. Like, don't you have,
I'm in the wall?
Don't you have cameras? Like, do they not have cameras that they can see, like, where the drivers are?
Well, or
do
and they not- also... And also, they've got such, like, high-tech sensors in them. They would have been able to tell the car was, like, crumbled. Like,
yeah,
like, he obviously just said it as, like, a spare of him. Like, probably it might have been more delayed. I don't know what happened, but it is an incredibly funny narrative.
It is hilarious. I love it so much. I think once again, something that was really good in the racing aspect was obviously Saudi is very good for racing, especially because it's so tight of a circuit and it's very dangerous at times, but it offers good racing majority of the time. And I think this weekend, we saw that with Alex Albon on that large train and Kevin Magnussen, who had a 20-second time penalty and was just holding up half of the field. And, like, Alex Albon was like, what the heck is this guy doing? He's got a 20-second penalty. Just let us through. And then even with, like, Ollie Bearman defending from Lando Norris and Lewis Hamilton. Obviously, Lewis Hamilton and Lando Norris should not have been in the position that they were because they got kind of messed up with their strategy. But at the end of the day, for someone like, although this is what made me annoyed was the people that were saying, oh, like he was in a Ferrari, of course he's going to do well. Okay, if I was to put you in a Ferrari right now, would you do the same thing that Ollie Bearman did? No, you wouldn't. Like, it takes time to get adjusted. And the thing is, he did that all with an hour of preparation. Like, he had only 1 hour of free practice. And yes, you could say he's driven the test car. He's tested the car at Maranello. He's tested the car several times, right? But at the end of the day, like, he still hasn't had it in race practice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even racing in FP1, the only car that he raced with was the Haas, and that was last year, and the Haas is completely different to the Ferrari. But that's just me. And I think at the end of the day, we cannot be putting down his achievements because he was in a Ferrari. Like, I think if he knocked Lewis Hamilton out, a lot more people would be like, oh my god. But everyone was like, oh, that's expected, he's in a Ferrari. I'm like, okay, if I put you in a Ferrari, would you do the same thing? I don't think so. But anyways, we digress. And this week, it is a very, very, very important time for Katie and I. It is the Oz GP weekend. We are both hyped. We are both excited. And yeah, we wanted to know, Katie, your F1 predictions and one of the podium predictions for F2. So,
okay. Let's go. Okay. I'm going for F1. I'm going Max, Daniel, Oscar, because I want to be realistic, but I also am hopeful that the boys get podiums at home. For F2, I know Zane's been going really well, so let's say he wins again, because he's just that. And then let's say both the Pramers. I don't know which, but I want them to do well. Yep. I'm rooting for Kimi.
Yep, fair enough.
And that means that if he's got a good car, well, he's got a good car as well. So I think they'll end up on the podium at some stage. How about you, Tiana? Give me the two.
Okay, so my Formula One podium is not realistic at all. It is Oscar Piastri, Lando Norris, Max Verstappen. Actually, no, if Oscar Piastri is winning, Max Verstappen is not finishing. So I'm going to say, like, Charles Leclerc. That's my podium. Cool. McLaren 1-2. And Ferrari on the podium. I think that would be a slay, and I think I would love that. I really hope that Max is not finished, because I would love that podium. I'm sorry, Max, I love you, but please, I beg. Also, make sure nothing interesting happens in the first 30 minutes if any F1 drivers are watching this, because I have work for the first 30 minutes of the Grand Prix. So if you could keep all your, like, your interesting stuff like last year to the very end, it would be greatly appreciated on my front. But my Formula 2 podium... I've shared this a lot. I'm now an Invicta fan because I love Kush Mining, Gabriel Bortoleto. I'm genuinely a fan just because of their TikToks. So we're going to have to deal with that. Like, I love their TikTok account so much. So I'm going to say both of them on the podium. I don't care which order. Maybe we'll go Bortoleto, then Kush Mining, and then I'll put Kimi Antonelli up there just for lols, because I like Kimi Antonelli as well. I don't think that's a realistic podium. Do I think, actually, you know what, that podium is kind of realistic if you think about it. So I will deal with that. And yeah, if you're going to the Oz GP this weekend, we hope you have the greatest time ever, because genuinely, the Oz GP is a fun time to be around. But Katie, it is now your time to shine.
Okay, beautiful. Welcome back to the Drive of Your Life question. You do a lot of driving in your life. Some people that do a little more driving than the average person is people who are involved in F1. Today's question is, which team principal would you like to do a hot lap with? They're driving. Tiana, give me a name.
That's really hard, but James Vowles.
Oh, he's mine as well. Absolute James legend. Vowles. He was portrayed so beautifully in DTS.
Love you know him. What? James Vowles or... what's his name? Ferrari team principal's name is, no, not Mike Crack. What's Ferrari team principal's name? Oh, Fred Vasseur. Or Fred Vasseur.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I would love that. I would love either of them. Beautiful. They both seem like icons, legends, and moments. So I love that. But anyways, we have now come to the end of the From the Field to the Track episode. We are so glad that you joined us in this very special episode today where we talked about all things Saudi Arabia and the Australian Grand Prix. Make sure you leave us your predictions for the Australian Grand Prix in the comments below. We love you loads, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye!
Bye!